Welcome to Stay Cognizant. I'm joined today by VG Krishnamurti. VG, welcome. Would you just start off by introducing yourself and sharing a little bit about what you do at Oracle?
Thank you for having me on this series, and I'm really looking forward to this conversation. I'm VG Krishnamurti. I'm part of the Oracle Cloud Infrastructure AI and Generative AI team. I lead the Generative AI solutions, which means I work with internal, external customers, partners, to make them successful with the Oracle Cloud Infrastructure Generative AI services. When you look at Generative AI and AI, the last mile is a very important aspect of deriving value from these services, because you have to apply these AI and Gen AI services to your business workflows and business problems to derive value. So what I do and my team does is to really work with partners and internal and external customers and help them with that last mile of that journey so that they could take the services that we have, the portfolio of services that we have in OCI, and apply them in a way that's easy and optimal and scalable for their business applications. Our goal at Oracle is to actually embed and extend business workflows for our customers in our business applications so that our customers can reap the benefit of the generative AI, either through automation or ability to create the new business opportunities so that they could come up with a new product or a new customer segment that they can go after.
What are some of the big pushes from an Oracle product, you know, sort of advancement perspective? What is coming up that, you know, you would highlight that you're excited about in the coming 24 months?
Our goal is to offer the services that helps our customers to take the business data and then derive insight. Like, you know, we have actually added additional large language models to our generative AI service. You know, we have an OCI generative AI service that contains both Cohere and Meta models, and we've added latest models to it. If you look at the way that we are adding models to our generative AI services, it's a curated set of models that we are adding. We are not adding the entire catalog of models into the a service. Why? Because we don't want our customers to be evaluating every single model for every single use case. We actually apply these models for all the embedded features in our SaaS applications, and we understand what works and what doesn't work, what is able to learn the business application nomenclature quickly, what is able to understand, which models are able to understand our instructions and adhere by the instruction, and which models are able to consistently produce the answer every single time, and which models are actually able to are easier to work with when you want to decompose the question into multiple questions and then get the answer. Because if you have a very complex question and you're giving it as a single prompt, you're not going to get the comprehensive answer an enterprise user is looking for, right? So that's how we are doing in the generative AI service that we are adding. We've also announced a retrieval augmented generation agent, which is actually, we have implemented that agent for internal use cases in Oracle quite a bit. Like, for example, we have transformed our search to search generative experience with our RAG agent, which actually enables we as employees, 165,000 employees, whenever we have an IT-related question, we can go and ask a question, and we don't have to have a 5,000 links that is given to us that we have to really read through, which in most cases, we didn't find our employees really reading through them. They just simply go to the neighbor and bother them. After we did the gender, you know, search generative experience, where we provide a pointed answer and also we provide an action button based on the citation of the document and say, okay, this is the button. If you click on it, you can go order your laptop or change your password or whatever. That actually increased the engagement.
Wow. So you're also curating the experience for your employees and learning, I assume, about how these models best work, which you can then apply to your customers.
Exactly. Because we are learning in twofold, right? One is we are dogfooding a lot, you know, on our own use cases, like how to combine the data from various data sources and help us to auto-compose emails as an employee. You know, that's another use case that we are working on. So we are learning a lot by doing these, applications for our own employee experience, our own business. We are also learning quite a bit by implementing these models into HCM, ERP, CX embedded features. We are also working with our healthcare GBUs. where we've actually released a bunch of features, one of which is quite interesting, where a care manager can get a summary of a patient where they used to spend 45 plus minutes to get the summary. We give them based on LLM. While doing so, we actually learned quite a bit on how to teach the model about the medical nomenclature and how it can understand the ontology between the symptoms and the medicines and the diseases, and how do you make sure that the summary provided is actually useful to the doctor who is reading it. Because if I'm providing a very generic summary, the doctors are not going to accept it. And we have the luxury of doctors on Oracle Cerner, employee team. So we are able to get their feedback as well. So we have both from employee experience focused applications, as well as from our SaaS application implementation and GBU application implementation, we are learning quite a bit. And that helps us curate the models and optimize our agents, our partners, and our customers to extend it further.
So you touched on a lot of different things in there, and I wonder if you can kind of pull it together for a minute in one of the solutions that you actually co-authored a blog post about earlier this year, and I know you were pretty intimately involved with its creation. It's the AI Service Desk, and it really pulls together a lot of different Oracle services and products and features and kind of underpins them with all this different firepower that AI provides to kind of create a quicker, more curated, more streamlined experience for people who are engaging with it. Can you talk through us a little bit? Maybe you can share a little bit about how it's progressed.
Yeah, happy to. Actually, this is one of the many employee experience focused implementations that we did. We have a very large IT team and we have an employee support organization that is actually helping all of us with any queries and support that we need on, the application not working, or, our laptop is not working, or anything like, we are not able to access our Oracle systems or whatever, right? So it's actually well integrated into Slack, which is what we use for our collaboration. And in the Slack, we have an IT support Slack channel where we actually ask these questions. And typically, prior to Gen AI implementation, it's assigned to a particular service engineer, and the service engineer will come to the thread and then start answering the question. And this Slack channel gets about 50,000 tickets monthly, with the peak volume of about 5,000 per day, depending on what changed in our system. And some days are like, you could get a lot of questions. Even if you have 300 to 500 engineers who are supporting this organization, there are some employees who are going to have a poorer experience.
Right.
So that's why we went for this use case to see, are there questions that are repeatedly asked?
Right.
And all the service agent is doing is going to the knowledge base, read the data, read the document, and then provide that answer. And if that's what is happening, why not put a retrieval augmented generation based implementation here as an assistant? And then within the Oracle Digital Assistant, I can have back and forth conversation with this agent, mm-hmm. with the RAG agent. It'll give me an answer with the citation. And then I can ask a further question on, can you tell me more about this? Or, can you point me to this issue? Or you did not understand my question correctly. Let me rephrase the question. I can do all of that. At the end of that, even if when the question is resolved, it's all well and good. And in fact, what we found was the first 2 weeks when we implemented it, we got about 25 to 30% ticket deflection, meaning 25 to 30% of the tickets that are not created because it was automatically answered by the RAG agent.
Yep.
Then, but our goal is to take it to 60%. So how do we do that? So what we have done is we've immediately started collecting information on which questions are answered, which questions are not answered. When you put a RAG agent-based implementation, on the day one, you may get half of what you expected as a benefit. But you need to collect information on what questions are not answered correctly or satisfactorily, and then figure out what is the root cause of that. Because you didn't have the proper knowledge sources, or you didn't have that correctly chunked and indexed. Maybe the very pointed question is not really answered because the entire chunk is getting sent to the model. Or is it because a particular semantic meaning of that question is not understood? The way the question is asked is ambiguous. When you're thinking about generative AI agent deployment, it is a journey. You're going to have to, the sooner you start is better for all of us, because, it starts to put you in a point where you understand what is the value of the knowledge source that you have today and how much of the business value can be derived from that. And then what is the gap between what is the business expectation and the knowledge source, and or what is the business expectation and the implementation methodology? And then you're able to collect all of this information. In fact, in this IT support assistant, we are collecting all of this in our database, and we have a Oracle Analytics Cloud visualization on top of it. So any of us can go in there and see how many questions are raised on any point of time and what percentage of the question is answered, what percentage is not answered. Among the one that is not answered, we are actually using generative AI model to classify them based on the meaning that it understood as to like where it is pivoting to, and then which knowledge source, sub-knowledge sources that it is actually looking into, and then why it is not finding the answer. So we are doing all of that as the analytics layer on top of it, so that we could actually track it. We want to march towards 60%. So we, you know, this is the only way that we can actually go there. So this is a live implementation in the sense that it is improving on the daily basis.
Wow. So we've talked, you know, quite a bit about some of the really incredible ways that Oracle is dog fooding, as you put it. Our CEO, Ravi Kumar, likes to use the same term. You know, we're using a lot of generative AI applications internally at Cognizant as well. But I wonder, maybe you can now kind of shift the lens outward and talk a little bit about some of the use cases you're seeing with enterprise customers. And, you know, where are the initial successes? What are the places where you are seeing it go really well?
That's a great question. We at Oracle, our focus is exclusively on enterprise use cases because I think that's where a lot of value that we can deliver to our customers. And we see a lot of successes in enterprise use cases. Like, so I'll put it into a couple of categories, right? If you look at some of the business operation, whether it is finance or sales or customer success or any of these, you know, product development or any of these operations, there is a quite a bit of applications where you could actually say, okay, you know, given a document, I want to extract specific information, you know, at the right time so that I could make the decision. Like, for example, you know, what is the contract limits that I have with the supplier, particular supplier? Or can I actually purchase more than this much amount from this through this procurement contract? Like these kind of specific questions when you have, this is an extraction type question. And this type of question, most of the business users ask pretty much throughout the day. Because as they are making the decision, they are asking these questions as to, you know, what can I do here? Where is my inventory? Or like, you know, which are the accounts payable behind a deadline? Which are the collection emails that I have to send? Like you could think of like
just a lot of data, which
a lot of data. Right. You know, if you see the type of use cases that we have implemented at, in our business applications, these are the ones that we are automating, you know, extraction. The second type of thing is summarization. Like, you know, you have extracted information from three or four sources.
Now you have to make sense of it.
You want to quickly create a summary narrative of that so that you could put it into the comment box or the notes of that particular transaction.
Mm-hmm.
That summarization we do. The third is content generation. Let's say that I'm trying to create a quick knowledge articles within my service cloud, you know, or a CX suite. You know, instead of seeing an empty box, you could actually get an AI assistant to auto-generate because it has seen all the other data that you have in the system. These are the kind of first category of use cases that we have done 50 plus in our business applications. We continue to do more. And we also see in our direct engagement with customers and partners, they are also doing a lot of these because there's like each one of these, there are situations where in CX where I hear the summarization of the chat interaction between the chatbot and the customer before it is transferred to a live agent from the chatbot to the live agent doesn't need to ask all the annoying questions again to the customer, which actually improves the customer, you know,
experience. And one of the things that I think is really fascinating about that type of use case is that the AI can also detect the sentiment.
For example, sometimes the agent may be thinking, okay, you know, this is a question where I have a ready-made documentation. I can just give the documentation to the customer and then get them to solve it. But based on the sentiment, the agent may decide, oh, that's not the right path for me because the customer has already spent about good, you know, 25 minutes on this chatbot and they've already been at a point. Like, so those are the kind of context that that we provide. So that's one class of extraction, summarization, and content generation kind of use cases that we have done and we are continuing to do more and more.
Yeah.
Right. The second class of use cases that I would say is assistants, like knowledge assistants, essentially upgrading your search with a knowledge assistant or upgrading your Oracle Digital Assistant with a RAG agent or NL2 SQL-based agent. That essentially what it does is it helps you to talk to your data It could be structured, unstructured data. And it helps you to have a multi-turn conversation with the data. Like, okay, you could ask, like, you know, who are the customers that have bought more than this much in the last 6 months? And then you can say, like, you know, among these customers, can you tell me more about this particular customer? Could have this multi-turn conversation. What it helps is, it helps with the decision-making process of the business user, right? Like, the business user don't have to log into different systems and then learn about different, you know, data. Instead, in a conversational, he or she can actually learn from the assistant and then identify and do even scenario analysis to see what if this happens, what if that happens, and then make a decision, right? So that's the type of use cases that we are doing. We've done quite a bit of that as well internally, as well as through our partners and with our RAG agent and Enanto SQL-based use cases. And the third type of use cases, the third category and the last category that I want to talk about is the automation of the business workflow end-to-end, which actually is not based on a single agent, but it is based on multiple agents. Like, say, for example, if you want to do procurement spend analysis, you know, to do the procurement spend analysis, you're not going to have a single agent who will be able to look at what are your procurement contracts, who are you procuring from, what products you're procuring from, you know, what are the costs that you've spent on it, what is the market value of each one of this product. There's so many things that you have to do. And you're not going to be able to create a single agent who's expert in all of this if you want to have a consistent, reliable, and factual answer. So you're going to have to decompose this business workflow into multiple agents and create agents for each one of them and then help them collaborate and then deliver.
So, you know, in talking through all of that, one of the words that you've said many times today is agent. Obviously, the agent is a critical, you know, underpinning to the success of, you know, whatever an enterprise customer is doing from a generative AI perspective. What is the Oracle strategy from an agent perspective?
Agent is in a core to our Gen AI strategy. So you see us, like, you know, for example, we just released the RAG agent.
Can you talk about what that is and what RAG stands for?
Yeah, so RAG is a retrieval augmented generation agent. So essentially what this RAG agents typically do is help you to develop a knowledge assistant for any of your knowledge sources. So for example, let's say that you have a lot of product documentation, you know, and you want today, if you want to, you have a search on top of the product documentation in your website, I'm sure, and you're asking a question. If when somebody's asking a question, you get indexed results and you have to go read through those documents to understand, to find the answer for your question. Instead of doing that, you could actually create a generative AI agent based on retrieval augmented generation, where you could configure your knowledge sources, which is your product documentation, and then you could have a chat interaction or a search interaction, either way. But in both of those, when you ask a question, you get the pointed answer. So let's say that you're asking a particular question about, you know, ERP accounting hub, and you get the answer for that accounting hub particularly. And then you also get citation as to where that question was actually answered from, you know, which documentation, which section of the document, so that as the users can actually get the pointed answer and also get the citation to ensure that, you know, they can verify themselves if they choose to, right? And they could have, for example, they could have a follow-up question on that. Okay, now that you have told me about Accounting Hub, I want to ask a particular thing about the GL account, you know, configuration. So they could go have a multi-turn conversation on that. So this is what our RAG agent helps you to develop. And why this is important is because, you know, like going back to our previous question, extracting the right information at the right time from the enterprise knowledge sources is a very high value efficiency use case for anyone, for us, for our customers.
Right.
So we believe that the RAG agent that we have built is actually because we have tested it on our internal use cases. Also, we've done it with a number of SaaS use cases. Believe that it actually is the right, it's actually optimized for the enterprise nomenclature as well as nuances of the ways in which you're actually expecting the answers to be. You don't want the answers to be in 3-page long answer. Generally, the answers need to be very crisp, needs to be very pointed, and sometimes it needs to be, like, if it is a steps need to be taken, it needs to be given in the step-by-step manner. And the citations should be actually pointing to the exact section. If you're having a 300-page citation, it needs to be pointing to the exact section where the answer is. So all of this we have actually taken into account when we built this RAG agent. We've also done a beta release on Code Assist, because we believe that as developers, you're always looking for the ability to quickly create a template in which you can start to code your logic rather than doing all of the template repeatedly. You also creating sections of the code based on instruction, like, you know, generate me a code for doing this particular, you know, sorting or whatever function that you want to do. And that all increases the developer efficiency. Developer efficiency is also improved with given the code, generating the documentation for it, so that, because, you know, we are all in a like a super collaborative environment where I write very small portion of the application and you, like, you know, there is thousands of people writing, you know, different sections of the application. So generating the documentation in real time in a timely manner so that, you know, everyone can collaborate is a very important aspect. So that's one of the things that we've done with the Code Assist. Lastly, I want to talk about the multi-agent, which you pointed out in the question. As I said in the beginning of this conversation, business workflows are extremely complex because most of the business workflows, when you look at it from end to end, it's not executed comprehensively by a single employee. It's also done in parts by different team members. You need agents that are having different contexts and different expertise to be able to assist in automating these end-to-end agents. We are working with partners as well as we are also working on developing platform for configuring multiple agents so that we could help our internal customers as well as external customers to configure agents that are focused on specific area within the business workflow and have the large language model access to these agents in addition to the tools like search and calculator and everything, how the LLM model can actually choose the right sequence of agents and the tools to execute the business workflow based on the natural language question. And this is a very important investment for us. And this is also pretty challenging because large language model is still not great at planning and reasoning and also factual questions, you know, calculation, like arithmetic, numeric, factual questions. But these are all plentiful and extremely important for enterprise, right? So that's where we believe that, you know, with the multi-agent, we are actually working on quite a bit of innovation around this to see how we can actually teach the model on the optimal routing across these agents so that it understands, based on the questions, it figures out what is the right set of agents that you have to call in a particular sequence to accomplish this task.